Now stay tuned for Vanishing Point, a series of new and unusual plays for radio. Tonight, Soft Landscape, by well-known Canadian novelist and playwright Rachel Wyatt, starring Saul Rubinek and Mary Long. Coming up next.
Feeling a little cramped at home, itching for an extra room or two, more closet space, a better view. Good. We have a lovely property here, awaiting your approval. The ceilings are high, the closets are spacious, and every window looks out on the Vanishing Point.
And those trees over there, I think. The pines, anyway. I remember Uncle Bill saying the maple tree was part of it.
You own trees, Sheldon. I'm impressed.
Well, it's only 2 acres. He thought he'd be able to sell it to a developer and get rich, but nobody seems to want it.
Oh, it's nice having a bit of land of your own.
You know, one day I might think about building out here.
And have horses?
The barn over there near the pond.
A huge circular drive.
A house with pillars.
Great white pillars.
And lights in the trees.
A wall all around to keep out other people.
And a golden gazebo right about there.
Oh, you're crazy. We're both crazy.
One of these days.
It's a lovely piece of property, Shell.
I sort of thought it was nice. I don't see what was wrong with
it. No, honey. Cockroaches.
Lisa, we've looked at 17 condos, 13 apartments, and one duplex. You hated them all.
I know, but if we're moving in together, Sheldon, it's got to be a decent place. Can you imagine the arguments if the taps don't work? Or like the last one, there were no doors on any of the rooms.
Lisa, you do want us to move in together, right?
Yeah, well, if we can stand it.
What are you saying?
I'm only saying that I didn't like any of the places, that's all.
We'll get married. And I'll build you a dream home on my 2 acres.
Married?
For moving in together, it kind of implies a commitment.
But we don't believe in marriage.
I do. I'll build you a place of our own.
Come on back to my place. I need some coffee.
I'm playing squash at 5 at the club. I'll see you after. There's the bus. Here, you take my car.
Why don't we move into your club?
I was close that game.
Did you win?
Listen, I met this guy at the club, Lisa, an architect called Brett Gordon. And he...
Just listen to that.
See this bit of paper?
Looks like a paper napkin to me.
Yeah, well, look. He drew this in a few seconds. Just a few lines. He put down a few lines.
Complained to the landlord? That kid upstairs is impossible.
Yeah, Lisa...
She won't even turn it down. And when she meets me in the hall, she turns away as if it's my fault.
Look at this, Lisa. It's our new detached house.
If I stay here, I'll get furious. Let's go to a quiet corner like Young and Dundas and talk about what new house?
Grilled cheese and 2 coats.
Oh, this is the worst toasted Western I've ever had in my life.
Crazy. Crazy.
They've given me a card at the hotel. We could eat there at stock price.
Well, I hate hotel food.
Ours is pretty good.
Oh.
I have to say that public relations.
Yeah.
Will that be all?
That's fine.
Thank you. Look, I'm not saying we shouldn't live together, Shell. I'm saying we can't afford to have a house built. You know what I earn at the hotel. Look, if I'm lucky, I might get to be in charge of PR for the chain eventually, but that's not going to happen tomorrow. And anyway,
well,
I don't think...
I've got a good chance of moving into Howard's job when he goes to Calgary. I could be head of corporate accounts in 3 years, Lisa.
What we save between us won't even pay for the next job.
Suppose it is a bit of a struggle. Wouldn't it be better than money like this? You and your lousy place with overhead sound? Me and mine with the railroad practically running through it?
I know you'd like to build Casa Loma for us, Shell, and I'm touched, you know? But, look, we're working people. If we lived out in Unionville, we'd need to buy a second car.
There's no spare time, Lisa. Think we'd be able to grow our own vegetables. You could have half acre of corn if you wanted. There'd be space, Lisa, and privacy. But,
Shell... Well, okay, I'll come and talk to your magician. But he won't be able to build us a hen house for the money we've got.
Saturday morning, okay? He's expecting us at 11.
Sheldon!
He's got it all figured out, Lisa. There are ways of doing these things. You kind of... you kind of pre-mortgage the house.
I beg your pardon.
You use the land as security. That's our guarantee. See, if we default, they get the 2 acres. That's all, really. See, Brett told me that all we have to do is...
Will the car be all right
there? We won't be too long. You know, it's really weird. How long have I been going to that squash club?
Ages, ever since I've known you.
6 years or more, right? I never saw the guy till last week. He says he's a swimmer. Maybe that's why.
Maybe he only goes there when he's looking for quiet.
Oh, come on, Lisa. Give him a chance.
You've done nothing but talk about him since you met him. It's Brett says this, Brett says that.
I just can't get over it. He seemed to know exactly what we wanted. He sat down right there, drew a house for us. Our house.
Well, it still looks like a few lines on a paper napkin to
me.
Now, how do you know it's not some kind of con game?
You'll see when you meet him. He's the kind of guy you just know you can trust right off.
And you work in a bank?
Okay, this is it. 67. Now, come on, Lisa. Just meet him. That's all.
Okay.
He said he'd have a simple drawing for us, and there's no harm in looking at it.
Just remember, you're the customer, Shell. Don't let him take you in. This place doesn't look like much.
They're just starting out.
You'd never think this from the outside.
This sculpture alone must have cost thousands.
It must be very successful.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Get out of here. This is out of our reach, Shell.
But he said, Brett said that it gives them pleasure to do these things. They should build houses for young people starting out.
That's right, Shell.
No.
You've got to be Lisa. Nice to meet you. I'm Brett Gordon. Sheldon told me a few things about you. He didn't say you were stunning.
Hi, Brett. He talked about you nonstop.
Well, come on into the other office. We've got a design for you we think is just perfect.
Hello, Sheldon. Hello, Lisa. I'm Nadia Karkminsky, Brett's partner. We do everything together.
Hello, Nadia.
Nadia, hi. Sit here. Make yourselves comfortable.
Oh, thanks.
Brett told me all about your plan. I think you've made a wonderful decision to leave the city. It's no place to live anymore.
Hey, wait a minute. I mean, nothing's settled. So you talked to Sheldon, but...
He gave us a pretty good idea of what you want, I think.
We're in the business, Lisa, of knowing what people want.
We have discussed it, Lisa. I mean,
I bet you like free-form furniture, Lisa. Futons on the floor, cushion seating, multi-density foam.
Yes, but I...
Well, she likes it. I'm more of a traditionalist.
I can see you are, Sheldon.
Wait a minute, Sheldon. You never complained.
Well, you aren't planning to keep that furniture forever. Yeah, Lisa, it's immature student stuff, and it gives me a backache.
I happen to like it. I like the way it looks, and it's a lot more comfortable than that rigid couch of yours, let me tell you.
There's no problem here, Lisa. For you, soft furniture, soft landscape. And for Sheldon, we'll create a more structured space.
There you go.
How many rooms is this place going to have?
Oh, don't worry. We can build the house of your dreams at a price you can afford.
We need to know a little more about you.
We like to have a clear profile of our clients.
How many times a week do you make love?
Do you make love with the light on or off?
Which of you gets into the bed first?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
If we're going to plan the ideal bedroom for you and Sheldon, Lisa, we must know how you plan to use it.
Will the bedroom be simply somewhere you go to sleep and change clothes, or will it be a focal point of the house? Focal point, I guess.
Ah.
So, how many times a week do you make love? On average.
5 or 6.
5 or 6?
Well, only 4 this week.
You're not counting Tuesday.
So I was tired.
Maybe it would help if you tried doing it before you played squash.
Bedroom, a semi-focal point.
Hey, wait a minute. Listen, Lisa, if we move to Unionville, I'll have more uncommitted time.
No, no, you won't. You'll buy a tractor to cut the grass, and you'll always be at the far end of the lot.
No.
Or on the highway. Maybe we should forget the house and buy a car with a bed in it.
Would either of you like coffee?
And then we can explore your eating habits.
Oh, I was about ready to punch that guy out.
Well, architects are artists, Lisa. That's how they work.
Oh, I'm not so sure, Shell. If you ask me, those two are really strange.
I think they like us, you know. They have to know exactly how we live.
There was something kinky about all those questions.
No, come on, it really makes sense. The more they know, the better. I mean, once they built a kitchen with 3 sinks and an overhead microwave, it's not easy to change it back.
Well, and how will you get to the game from Unionville? You'll still want to watch the Jays.
We'll drive in, Lisa.
And, Sheldon, suppose we split up.
Don't let what Brett said get to you, honey. He's only trying to discover our needs.
I want to know, Shel. What would happen if a couple of years down the road we split up?
Lisa, I love you. I've loved you for 6 years. I'm not going to suddenly stop. Here, come on, give me a hug.
What would happen?
It'd be like any other shared property. We'd each get our equity out of it.
So what Brett was saying was that if they use simple material, some of the trees on the lot, then the price might come in.
Heard what he said, a price we can afford. I've been honest with him. He knows our financial picture exactly.
I don't think you've been exactly honest with me, Shel.
What do you mean?
You never told me you didn't like my furniture.
Oh, well, it's always seemed kind of temporary to me, Lisa.
Or that you like beige walls and patterned rugs.
Come on.
Does this place then look like a museum or what?
Listen, when the house is built, we'll go together and we'll choose the furnishings together.
The way Nadia and Brett talk, it'll appear like magic, ready furnished.
Now, Lisa, next week they'll have drawings to show us. They pop. Then...
I'm sorry. I was going to come out on Saturday, Mum, but I've got to go and see these crazy architects again.
I think it's very nice of Sheldon to build a house on this property. When you're married...
If you're so keen on it, Mum...
Oh, surely there's nothing wrong with me wanting a wedding. He must be serious. Building a house is a serious thing to do.
Serious is hardly the word with these architects. They want to know every little detail. You wouldn't believe the questions. They even ask how many times we...
Lisa, be patient. It's their work. You'll see.
You've been talking to Sheldon?
No, I just know you. You were a suspicious little thing as a kid. You never believed in Santa Claus after you were three.
Mom, I've got to get down to the hotel. We've got three conventions moving in today.
Well, call and tell me about the plans. I think it's very exciting, Lisa.
Okay, bye-bye, Mom. Lovely day.
Sure is.
Hello, Sheldon.
Well, we've come. Now, before you look at the drawing, there are one or two things I've got to explain.
Oh, it's a big drawing.
We need space for details, Sheldon.
Explain what?
Why this drawing looks so big.
I'd say it's big because the house is huge.
I like you, Lisa. You're practical.
She's cynical at times. She can get quite cynical.
Maybe I should leave.
Oh, come on. Sheldon was joking. Kidding, weren't you, Shelley?
Sure.
About the plan?
It will look to you like an enormous house, but you've got to remember it's all there, spread out flat on the paper. Now, think of your average house, taken apart and laid out. It would look huge.
We have seen drawings before.
This is fantastic. You've done all this in a week? Look at this, Lisa. Even a couple of people there. We always draw in a couple of figures, so you get an idea of the scale of the rooms.
They've got no faces.
Oh, not yet. But imagine when that's you and Sheldon in your own custom-designed home.
And, hey, look at this staircase. Well, we thought you'd like a circular staircase.
Oh.
Most people do.
One, two.
And this is storage space here?
Yeah, that's where you keep the skis and the kids' bikes in winter.
It's got six bedrooms.
Yes, it has.
And you'll be grateful for every one of those, Lisa. Just think about it a minute.
Two of them are pretty small, Lisa.
You've got two brothers in Winnipeg, Lisa. Your mother will want to come out and stay sometimes, and when you have your own family, your two children...
Two children?
Well, I figured...
Are you planning to get pregnant, Sheldon?
Come on, Lisa. Look at the kitchen. I had a little chat with Sheldon on the phone last week. We wanted to surprise you with this.
Oh, I don't know why you need me here at all. You seem to have worked it all out.
Hey, you'll love this. Oh. Now, look at these parallel counters. When you're both working in the kitchen... Plenty of space between when he's chopping onions and you're rolling pastry.
Sliding glass doors to the laundry. Lots of light.
And you go through this door...
To the living room.
With its view of the acreage.
We made it west-facing because we think of you as people who admire sunset.
Yeah.
We mark you down as sunset people right away.
Yeah, Lisa could set up her easel here.
The only painting I ever did was kitchen covered.
Well, Nadia and I thought you might like to take it up, Lisa.
I never wanted to paint.
Well, you know, when you're not working, home looking after the kids.
Thank you for planning my life.
It's just an idea, that's all.
The living room. You're sitting there drinking Kahlua and cream or whatever you drink at bedtime, looking at the view... Jason and Emily in bed fast asleep. And you, Sheldon, take Lisa's hand. And you've up these stairs here and along this landing here with its contrasting basketwork panels. And then you go through this door.
another coffee, Shell?
No, thanks.
I'm having one.
No, right then, little one.
I'm sorry, Shell, really.
It's all right.
Somebody has to say those things.
I'm not sure that they do, Lisa.
Oh, look, darling. It had 6 bedrooms, and 3 of them with bathrooms en suite. That circular staircase looked like something from Gone with the Wind. And when they showed us the exterior, I mean, really, fluted columns. Shell, that's not our style. It's not what we can afford. I just don't know what kind of game they're playing.
Can't you believe they just want us to have a place we can be proud of and enjoy? He did draw a line through those columns.
Huh.
He knows how much money we've got, Lisa.
And wants every penny of it.
Oh, I was right.
What do you mean?
You are cynical.
Is it cynical to be careful?
Lisa.
How do you know they're not thieves?
Oh, come on. Look, they're a couple of idealistic young architects. You heard what he said? They're not into designing tomorrow's ruins, but tomorrow's monuments. Our house will be their showplace. They can bring people around, Lisa. They can say, we designed this. See, that's how come we're getting it at cost.
At cost?
Yeah, $60,000.
Oh, that's a ridiculous figure, Shell. You know it is. They haven't added in the fancy fixtures, the everlasting copper pipe, the honey-colored basket work.
You know what she said? You go through this door. I could see that door opening. I could see us walking right through it together.
Look, let's just talk about how we're going to pay for it, Shell.
That's no problem, Lisa.
Oh, yeah? You're going to rob the bank?
No, I'm pretty secure at the bank, honey. We can get a really good mortgage. In 3 years, I'll most likely be head of corporate accounts, and from there, I could just end up in the boardroom. You know that.
No, I think we should give up on the whole idea right now.
I am doing this for you, Lisa. I want us to have a place that we'll be happy in forever.
We could be happy in an ordinary house.
Look, they're going to have the fine details done by next Saturday, and then you'll see.
I don't think so.
Okay, it's time for the game.
What I did see, Sheldon, was that there was another name on that specially designed house.
I'm going to get a beer. Do you want one, honey?
No, thank you. There was another name, Sheldon.
Oh, no, look what they put on first.
On the drawing of our custom-designed, one-only house in the country, specially made to suit our needs, there was another name. It had been erased, and our names were written over top.
God, he's got 2 left hands, that guy.
Sheldon Stein and Lisa Brown, written over the top.
Lisa, I'm trying to watch a game, honey.
How many times do they sell that design? How exclusive is that plan? How do we know they're not crooks? Sheldon! Well, I've warned you.
You could have run then. Why didn't you... Okay, Lisa. I'm going on Saturday. You can come with me or not. Get out there who eats bubble gum guards.
Okay, Sheldon, this one time. But I want you to look at the corner of the drawing where our names are, okay? See for yourself.
All right.
Oh, come on. I want a house as much as you do. I want windows I can see out of and not look at another building.
Watch. You know when she says you go through this door?
But a little house will do, okay? With maybe 3 bedrooms and a bathroom on each floor.
Honey.
Oh, a kitchen with lots of cupboard space and eating area.
Oh, Lisa, it's so ordinary. Here we are. Hello, Sheldon. Hello, Lisa.
We've got a few surprises for you today.
Oh, what kind of surprises?
They're especially for Lisa.
You know, we were talking about you two. Now, we have quite a few clients, but you are our favorite.
Aww. Absolutely.
We worked most of last night on this, didn't we? Of course. And we don't do that for just anybody.
Oh, no. And look at this cost sheet, Lisa. Now, by using cheaper paint and reducing the number of shelves in the closets and making this dividing wall of black brick...
Now, look at this, Sheldon. You'll love this feature here. Your living room, right?
Right.
The shades on the picture window are operated by a switch from the door.
Oh, hey, I love it.
I knew you would.
Turn the switch another 45 degrees.
Yeah.
And that shade becomes a screen.
Oh.
The video projector's hidden in a recess behind your oil painting.
Oh, I don't have an oil painting.
You will have.
Of course.
A movie screen.
It's the feature of the 90s, Shell. We're looking at the high-tech values of the year 2000. You don't want to be behind in those times.
Not at all.
Just a minute, Lisa. That lilac underwear, is that your choice or his?
What? Your strap's showing, honey. Just a tad.
Oh.
I bought it for her. I like that color. She prefers white cotton.
And I'll bet you like Tchaikovsky, Sheldon.
For Christ's sake.
Well, bras that fasten at front or back.
He's trying to find out whether you want a fireplace in the bedroom.
Could have fooled me.
I'm establishing that it's Sheldon in your relationship who's the romantic.
I would have told you that.
I prefer to find it out my way.
I bet.
And now that we've got this sorted out, how about giving some thought to the bed itself?
Listen to me, Sheldon. Those people are crazy. A revolving bed. I like my feet facing south when I sleep. I don't want to wake up in the night and find myself turning like a chicken on a spit. Oh, and that creepy way she has of saying, you go through this door. That's it for me, Shell. If we're going to build on your property, then let's find some other architects who know what they're doing. My dad, when he built the extension, he got plans out of a magazine.
Lisa, Lisa, we've got to stick with them. We have a contract. He says we can afford it, honey. You've got to admit, I did put my foot down about the screen.
I'll swear he put that there for another client. There's a stick-on label with our name on it now. How do you know he doesn't use that design for all his clients? Have you seen anything they've ever built?
The design. They don't build.
You go ahead with this, Shell, and it's the end for you and me. I mean, I've gone along. I love you, Shell. We've been together for 6 years.
Gonna kind of happen halfway.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you live in your place with that deadly overhead nonstop music, and I live in mine.
Okay. Okay, so you want to share a space? Well, we'll go looking again. I'll find a neat two-story in Leaside. It'll be a tenth of the price of that dream palace.
You know, she makes it seem so real when she says, you go through this door.
And then you go through this door.
Oh, gotta go back there on Saturday. Gotta go back.
You'll go by yourself, Shell. Sheldon, please, listen to me. They're playing some crazy game. I'm not going back.
You go through this door.
I've been trying to call you, Mum.
Oh, well, I've been out of the house a lot.
I haven't seen Sheldon for days.
What have you said to him, Lisa?
Nothing, Mum. There's no answer when I call. At the bank, they said he was on leave. He never told me that.
Have you tried phoning his parents? Maybe he got suddenly called away.
No, he would have told me. Anyway, they're out west on a trip. I checked at the squash club. He never turned up for games. Maybe I should call the police.
Has he seemed strange lately? He might have lost his memory and be wandering around.
Well, he's got kind of obsessed with those architects. From the first time he met Brett at the club, he's been different, not himself at all.
Oh, he'll turn up, love. Sometimes a man just needs to be on his own for a while.
Oh, he would have let me know. He's reliable.
Now, you call me this evening.
All right.
I ask you to meet me here, Lisa, because...
Two cappuccino?
Thank you. And would you like a croissant, Lisa? Or brioche?
No, thanks.
All right. Brett and I always come here on Saturdays. It's charming, isn't it?
I haven't got much time, Nadia. This is our busy season. I told them at the hotel that I had an emergency at home.
Oh, well, this is a kind of emergency, Lisa. Brett and I were truly upset when Sheldon came alone last Saturday. We've modified the drawing a lot. I mean, really a lot. You wouldn't recognize
him. I'm sorry, Nadia. I think Shell and I got in way over our heads. And anyway, it showed up the problems in our relationship.
When Brett and I first saw you, we said to each other, if ever a couple was made for each other, it's Sheldon and Lisa. Our business is to make homes where people can live together.
Our combined salaries aren't more than $63,000, Nadia.
Financing can be arranged, Lisa, on reasonable terms. By the time you and Sheldon are having your second child, that whole place could be yours except for, like, a modest mortgage.
I don't believe you, Nadia. I called the Better Business Bureau. They've never heard of you and Brett. You're not registered architects. And all week I've been trying to get hold of Sheldon.
Listen, Lisa. Lisa, we're not registered yet because it takes months for the paperwork to go through. So until we get our registration, we can't be members of the BBB.
I've got to get back to the office.
Lisa, listen to me. Sheldon is broken-hearted. He was building this for you and his family, your future. Why don't you meet him at our office on Saturday? And if you don't like the new design, we'll tear up the contract. Now, that's fair. 11 o'clock. Okay, Lisa?
Lisa! You've come.
Hello, Brett.
I put the coffee on.
Nadia's put the coffee on. We're just dying to show you the new design. We've really got it down to your price.
Where's Sheldon? You said he was supposed to meet me here.
He's around. He wants to see your face when you see the new design. We've cut out the columns and the two extra bedrooms.
I'm taking 3 feet off the living room.
With your practical mind, you can figure out the savings on that right away.
I want to see Sheldon.
Of course you do. Come on in here.
Here we are.
You said Sheldon was here.
He is, my love. Don't get so worried. Look at this.
See, Lisa, the columns are gone.
The extra fireplace is gone.
The bed still revolves because it's a feature Sheldon especially likes.
Where is Sheldon?
Go up these stairs, along this landing, through the door. Go on, Lisa.
You've put him in the picture. In the bedroom.
A house isn't a home without people.
We drew him to scale.
Lisa! Sheldon! What have you done to Sheldon?
Come on, Lisa. Through this door.
You can live together always.
No!
Hey, Lisa. The house of our dreams at a price we can afford.
No! No!
Through this door, Lisa.
I want to go home.
But this is your home. Your new home.
At a price you can afford.
Lisa!
Leave me alone! Get away from me!
Lisa!
Nice couple, weren't they?
I liked him. Better than her.
Sheldon at one with his dream home. An extreme case of architectural rendering. If only he'd been more aware of the seductive powers of perspective drawing. A two-point perspective in this case. The horizon set low on the page to emphasize the home. Grandeur. Why, the walls seem to leap right out at you and then fade. Fade into the distance. Each one to its own vanishing point.
Soft Landscape by Rachel Wyatt, starring Saul Rubinek as Sheldon and Mary Long as Lisa. Featured in the cast were Angela Fusco as Nadine and Don Dickinson as Brett, with Doris Petrie as Mom. Casting was by Ann Tate with Catherine Kester. Recording engineer was John McCarthy, with sound effects by Jean Sarazen. And the production assistant was Nina Callahan. Original music was by Marcia Coffey. The series theme is by John Roby. The script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. Soft Landscape was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Stephen Katz. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. This Friday evening at 7:30 on the Mono Network, the series of repeats from last season's Vanishing Point continues with Death and the Compass, a mystical kind of detective story by the great South American author Jorge Luis Borges. A week from tonight on CBC Stereo, we present The 9 Billion Names of God, adapted by David Lewis Stein from the famous story by Arthur C. Clarke. Don't miss Alan Royal and Gilly Fennec in The 9 Billion Names of God, next Monday night, same time, same station. Until then, I'm Barbara Buzz, wishing you good night.